tumma. So kitzes a machloikis where blezne chachamim if such an oven is mekabel tumma or not. The Gemara says v'zehu tana shel achnoi. This was the famous case of a tana shel achnoi. Yeah. So Rashi says achnoi means like a nochish, like a snake that darka lasa is bagul. It makes a, in a circle. Lahachnis novo yetzel pivah. Puts its tail near its mouth. The Gemara says my achnoi. Why do you call this tanner like a snake? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. It means shekifu devorim ki achnoi. There was a big machlokes about this tanner. If it's really mekabel tumah or not. Again, that Reb Lezer said it's tor. Reb Lezer said it's not mekabel tumah. And the Chum said it was tummy. So it's a big machlokes over here. Kachnoi zu vitomu. And they were metama this oven. Tonya, we learned, like, in other words, we paskin like the chachamim, like the rabbim. Tonya was learned. B'yoysayoyim edadei heishiv rebelezem kol tshuva shebolim. V'lei kiblu. The chachamim brought all their kashes on rebelezem and he did not accept them. That was rebelezem still held that this time there is tor, it's not makabutuma. And the chachamim had a lot of arguments, so they said, no, it's metame, it's makabutuma. But rebelezem did not accept all the arguments. Omalehem, rebelezem said, Im halacha kumayis, if the halacha is like me, chorav zeh, this is like boxer tree. Yechiyach should show us, should prove that I'm right. So neke chorav mim kumay, this boxer tree, uprooted from its place, meyama, one sheet holds, it moved 100 amas. V'yamrilo, and some say arba amas, it moved arba meyas, amas, moved 400 amas. That's how much this boxer tree moves. As if to prove it, that Yablez is right. Omrulo, the chum said back to him, no, ein mevim raim in a chorav. You can't bring any proof from a choruv. From Nisan, we don't pass on the Shaila. From Nisan, there's still not enough proof that the locker is like you. Chazav Yomel, then Reb Lezer said, Chazav Yomel him, Im halacha k'mayis, if the locker is like me, Amas Hamayim, this flow of water, Yechiyach should prove it. What happened was, Chazav Amas Hamayim Lachareim, the flow, the stream of this river, started to flow backwards. And this happened, as if to show Reb Lezer's right. Omrullah, the Chum said back, no, Ein Mevin Rayim Yamasamayim. You can't bring any proof from this type of a nest. The fact of the stream flowed backwards. Chazav Yomelem, then Reb Lezer said again, Im halacha k'mayis halacha is like me, Koisle Beis HaMedrash Shechichai. The walls of the Beis HaMedrash should prove it. What happened was, Hito Koisle Beis HaMedrash Lipoil. The walls started to fall, to turn in. They started to curve to the Hito. Started to turn, like to fall down. Is Gorobem Reb Yeshua? Reb Yeshua started to yell, got angry at the walls. Omolem, he said to the walls of the Beis HaMedrash, Im Talmidei Chachamim, Menatzchim Zeh Zeh Balocho, if Talmidei Chachamim are having an argument, they're fighting out in Devar Halocho, Atem Atibchem, like what are you playing roles here? Like why are you, the walls, falling in? So the Halocho, what happened was, Leinoflu Mifnei Kvodesh Reb Yeshua. The walls did not fall down because of the covenant of Reb Yeshua, they listened to Reb Yeshua. But v'lay zokfu, the walls did not stand up against straight, if they kvodesh Reb Lezer, because of the covenant of Reb Lezer. V'yadayin matin v'yemdim, the walls are still curved, are still slanty, that's the way those walls are still in the Beis Medrash. Chazav o'omalehem, then Reb Lezer said like this, im halacha k'maisa, like he wanted to prove his point, I'll prove it to you that the lach is like me, and min ha'shemayim yechichoy, I'll prove it to you that min ha'shemayim they also agree to me. And what happened? Yotzitzo Basko, Basko went out for Yomer and said, Malochem Eitzo Reb Lezer, Shalocha Kumayisa B'chol Mokom. Like, why are you arguing against Reb Lezer? That loch is like him all over. So Basko said like Reb Lezer. Still the Gemara said, Omer Reb Yeshua Raglov. Reb Yeshua got up on his feet for Yomer and he said, Loi Bas Shemayim Hi. The Torah is not in Shemayim anymore. What does it mean to say, Loi Bas Shemayim Hi? Omer Reb Yirmi, Reb Yirmi says, what he meant to say was, Shekfa Nitnu Torah Mihasinai. Hashem already gave the Torah to us by Hasinai. And now we here have the curse to dash in the Torah. And we dash in it that, and therefore, it says, Ein onu mashkichem a baskel. We do not listen to a baskel anymore if it goes against the Torah. Shekva kwasafta by Hasinai. Because it was already written in the Torah that was given by Hasinai, the klal, by Torah, achre rabbim lahatois. We have to go after the rabbim. Therefore, the chachamim are the rabbim, they are the majority over Reb Lezer. Therefore, the loch is like the majority, like the rabbin, like the chachamim. So Yeshua says, we don't pass on this baschil. Tomorrow says, Ashkechei Reb Nosson Eliyo. Reb Nosson found Eliyo Anovi. Omelei said to him, Mayovi Kutcher Bruchel Bishosa. What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Shemayim doing at this time now? Omalei, so he said, Kochoyach, he is like laughing, Hashem is happy. So Yaman Hashem is saying, Netzchuni b'ni, Netzchuni b'ni. They have to say, you won me, you won me. Because even though in Shemayim the Basco went down a lachas like Reb Leza, but in Boris they were right. They were right to paskin the klal of Acher Rav Mahatois. They have right to paskin go to Chachomim. Omru was said that Oisayim that day, Vaisers, they gave the psak din of Vaite Chachomim, and therefore Heviu called Tyros Shetir Reb Leza. All the Tyros that Reb Leza paskin say was Tor, we saw from Beish, and they burnt it in fire. The Nimnu Olav, and they gathered against him, against Reb Leza, or Barchu, they even put him into Nidui. They gave him like a Kalola. The Yomran, that now they said, Mi Yelech V'yodiyu. Who should go to tell Reb Leza that we put him into Nidui? Omalem, so they said, Omalem Reb Kiva said, Ani Yelech, let me go. Because Shem Yelech Adim Shenu Hogun. Maybe somebody else may go that's not fitting to do the job. The Yodiyu, and that person will notify Reb Leza that he was put into Shamtu, to Nidui. V'nimtsu Machaves Kol Olam Kuloi. Like, we'll get angry at him, and with his power, he'll destroy the whole world. And Reb Leza still was a great tzaddik. He had the power to destroy the whole world. So we have to be careful how we tell him. So therefore, Reb Akiva said, let me go. So my Yosel, what did Reb Akiva do? My Yosel, Reb Akiva, lovash shcherm, he put on black clothing. V'nisatev shcherm, he wrapped himself up also with black clothing. V'yoshev lefonav, and he sat in front of him, Baruchah Garbamis. He sat 4 amis away from Reb Leza. Omula Reb Leza, Reb Leza said, Akiva, my yom yomayim, why is it different than any other day? How come today you're dressed in black and you're sitting 4 hours away from me? Omalo, Reb Akiva said, Omula Rebbe, kim dumali shechaverim bedilin emoch. That look seems to me as if your chaverim like put you into nidui. They're all separated from you. So that's the way Reb Akiva notified Reb Leza that he was put into nidui. So Afhu, Reb Leza himself also, Korah v'Gadah, ripped his clothing, the Cholas Manolam, and took off his shoes. The Nishmat, and he went down, the Yoshua Gavikaka, and sat on, he went off the chair, and he sat on the floor. And Zolgu Ein of Demoyus, then tears came running down from his eyes. Loko Oilam, because of these tears, he felt so bad, so the world got punished because of that, like the Gemara before. Oinoyas Devorim, that shower is not Ninil, Hashem listens to the tears of people that are oppressed. So, Loko Ho'olam Shlish B'Zeisim, a third of all the olives of the world were destroyed, or hit at least, or Shlish B'Chitim, a third of all the wheat was hit, or Shlish B'Sarim, and a third of all the barley was hit. The Yeshem, some say, Av Betzach, even the dough, Sheb the Yad Isha in the hands of a lady, Tofach blew up, in other words, also got destroyed. That's all happened because of Kiva was feeling bad. So Rashi says the reason why he ripped his clothing, because Shahamanuda Chaya the Kriya, a person that's put into Nidu, he also has to rip his clothing. And also Cholas Manolov, Shahamanuda also Benyasa Sandal, the Gemara Mari Kotin says. This is what Rashi says in his Kalkul, means the dough became ruined. Tana we learned, Ach, or else Af Godol Hoya Boisa Yoim. It was also great that day, Shebechol Mokram Shinosim Ba'enov Reb Leza Nisraf. Wherever Reb Leza looked that day was burnt up. That was also a makkah, the Rashi's a makkah gedolah. That was a greater makkah that happened. That wherever he looked was burnt. The Yafra Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Bob Esvina. Rabbi Gamliel was also on a ship. Rashi says Rabbi Gamliel was Nosi Hoya V'yafiv Nasa. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nosi, and because of him, they like put Reb Leza into Nidui. So Rabbi Gamliel was on a ship. Omad Olav Nachshol Tovoy. So the waves came and wanted to drown the ship. Omar, Rabbi Gamliel said, Kim Dumali, it looks like to me, Shane's elevation, Reb Leza ben Hukkanus. You know why now there's such a big storm here? These waves want to drown me? Because the Reb Leza ben Hukkanus, what happened to him? And he felt dead, his crying caused like I should be punished. So Omar, he got up a raglav on his feet for Yom, and he said, Rebani Shalaylam, Golub Yidula for Nechus, it's clear to you. Shalaylam, Chavid Yasisa, I didn't do it for my own respect. Valayla Chavid Beisav, not for my father's recovered, Asisi, did I do this? El Radal Chavid Cho. I did it for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Shela Yarbo Machlokes B'Yisrael. There should not be so many Machlokes in Klal Yisrael. Like he had no right to argue against the Rabbim. That's why I did this. So Nachayam Yizofoy, then the Yam, the ocean, kept quiet from its anger. Now Ima Sholem, that was the name, the Vesud Reb Leza. She was the wife of Reb Leza. Reb Leza's wife was Ima Sholem. Achted Rabbi Gamliel Havoy. She was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel.
So she was afraid that her husband, Rabbi Lezer, will daven a little bit, and Hashem will kill like Rabbi Gamliel. So mehi ma'isavel, from that day onwards, but he had a shofka led Rabbi Lezer maple alape. She never let Rabbi Lezer fall on his face at the Seitachnun. She was always afraid that his tachnun would cause her husband to die. So she always stopped him from saying tachnun.